Today, answers matter more than ever before. That's why IBM is helping businesses manage customer questions with Watson Assistant. It's conversational AI designed to work for any industry. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/Watson Assistant.
We got college football, it's close to coming back. NBA players are heading back to facilities. And Major League Soccer is getting closer and closer to coming back. And tonight, for those of you who are desperate for to hear the voices of your members of the LAFC, I will be hosting with Jordan Harvey a conversation tonight, 6 p.m. on the Instagram account for ESPN Los Angeles. Me, Jordan Harvey, rapping about the upcoming season, not hosting the All-Star game. What is he doing not to get fat? Maybe he's fat and he's going to retire. I don't know. But tonight, 6 p.m., ESPN Los Angeles Instagram account, me, Jordan Harvey, check us out.
LAFC and the entire MLS, like you mentioned, OZ, it feels like they're on track to get back going before too long, too. We spent a lot of time talking about the NBA. We spent a lot of time talking about Major League Baseball and the holdups there. But it feels like MLS is on track to have games before too long.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's like other, you know, leagues where there's some incidental contact that can be had. It's just all about making sure that you're testing. You know, you don't have to do it every day, but make sure you're testing frequently. And then the other good thing about, you know, Major League Soccer is that, you know, it's a sport that you can play without the fans. And it's going to be weird because especially for LAFC, we're so used to hearing our fans be so boisterous. But at the end of the day, it's about the action. There's plenty of action from a camera perspective they can focus in on. And I think it's going to be just fun. I'm just bummed that we don't get the All-Star game. That's been punted for next season. We're supposed to host it this year. It's going to be next year now.
Well, there's a lot of stuff that's been punted.
Dodgers are supposed to host the Major League Baseball All-Star game as well, and it seems almost a certainty that that's
not going
to happen.
Have they made any decisions on pushing it off and bringing it back next year? Or they put the Dodgers,
the Major League Baseball key?
Yes.
Yeah, they – well, see, the problem is they schedule these things out a few years in advance, so I'm sure they'll get back in line, but where they get back in line is the question, right? I don't know who has it next year, but Major League Baseball has already said – it's like the draft where Vegas was supposed to have it this year, and instead of just saying, okay, we'll just push it back a year, they had to go the year beyond this next year so they can schedule it in. This thing's put out years ahead of time. But the Dodgers will get another one, but who knows when.
And they did all these renovations too, huh, Dodger Stadium?
Right.
They did some more renovations.
Speaking of testing that you mentioned, LZ, somebody might want to see if Paul Pierce got hit on the head or something, because what he's saying about LeBron James makes absolutely no sense. And I want to listen to this again. I want to listen to him run down his top five. And you guys tell me if at about number three or four, he doesn't start freelancing because he just doesn't want to put LeBron James in the top five. Here's Paul Pierce.
Come on, man.
So who are you blaming this on?
I'm not blaming it on anything. I'm saying you don't need to make an organization great in order to be one of the greatest of all time. I don't have an obligation.
He wasn't the greatest of all time. I did not say
that. He's not top five on your ring. That's the way
that's top five. You want to hear my top five? You want to hear it again?
Sure.
You want to hear it again? Jordan.
Sure, let me know.
Kareem. Russell. And you know who the fourth one is? Magic.
Who's the fifth?
Now you know who's in my top five.
I'm not going to say nothing right now.
Kobe Bryant.
That's freestyling.
He's just kind of saying, you know who else is on the list? Come on. You can't even say it with a straight face.
When you see a rap battle and they start going, they ran out of lyrics. Paul Pierce just gave you, because he ran out of lyrics, man. That's what that pause represented. It's like, come on, man, stop.
Well, Paul couldn't leave Kobe off that list, though. It's hard to leave a guy off a list that you kind of grew up in the league with. You know, he playing in your hometown. You know, I get that he didn't want to leave Kobe off the list.
But right? That's not why he did it, Key. He did it because he was just searching for a name. I'm surprised he didn't throw Ray Allen or Rajon Rondo.
Well, he could have, but it wouldn't have made sense. Okay, for
it
him
doesn't make sense as it is.
No, I know. I get it. But if he would have said Kobe was in the top three, see, if he put Kobe ahead of Bill Russell and Cap and all, like if he'd have did that, people would have been like, man, you're just doing that to do. Same thing we said about LeBron. But at least his feelings for LeBron is somewhat well known, so it's justifiable why he wouldn't put him on the list. What did you call it earlier?
Intellectually dishonest.
Yeah, intellectually, whatever.
Intellectually dishonest. See?
Yes. Yeah, intellectually dishonest.
Yeah, dishonest. At least he is doing that with LeBron based on their history. It would have been hard for him to say, oh, well, let me put Kobe before Kareem. Let me put Kobe before Jordan. Because at that point, you're just doing something. The LeBron thing is justifiable because of the history. But it makes no sense because it's not realistic.
No, but like you said, by not putting Jordan or one of those other guys on, it would have been ridiculous. It's ridiculous for the very same reasons with LeBron James.
But it's only ridiculous because there's hate involved. There's some hate involved. Like, he don't mess with him like
but
that.
There's
so
no,
therefore, I ain't. It's just like he come. If Paul Pierce owned the club and LeBron rolled up and he told the dude, don't let him in. That's just that I don't want him coming in. Why? Just because I don't want him coming in. He did something to me back in '97. You know, it's like, wait a minute, man. Like you mad at him, so you're not even gonna let him in the club now. That's where this is at. He's mad at LeBron, so therefore he's not gonna put him in the top five.
And
is
that's
he in
ridiculous.
Your top 10? Is he in your top 8?
Whatever the number seven? Would have been, he would have been outside the number. You could have opened it up to top 15 or 20, and I'm sure he would have found a reason to keep him out. Because saying he's not a top 20 player is just as ridiculous as saying he's not a top 5 player, period.
But that's some envy. You know, that's some stuff there, man. He don't really believe that. You do understand that, right?
I'm going to assume, you know, that, you know, in retrospect, he's like, all right, maybe I shouldn't have said it or characterized it or phrased it that way. But they have such a long history, and it's really been coming from one way. Personally, I don't recall seeing LeBron come at Paul Pierce off the court like that. On the court, you know, he gives him that work. But off the court, I don't recall LeBron James going at PP like that. But PP has certainly gone at LeBron like that in a multitude of ways, both as a player and off court. And I don't know why he's so, you know, upset over the way that the media treats LeBron James versus the way they treat him. But it's not LeBron James doing it. He's not, certainly, you know, not early in his career. He wasn't in control of the media. So you can get mad at the way that the media is propping him up. But you can't turn that and then say, I'm mad at LeBron.
When you're a superstar, you're going to always have hate. It's just, you know, you say, well, you know, well, Michael Jordan didn't really have. No, Michael Jordan got hate. You just didn't hear about it. It's players that it's players that disliked MJ because MJ just was MJ. McDonald's, it's Bugs Bunny, it's shoes, it's just swag. It's just that's how it is.
To your point, when Michael Jordan was coming up, there was a lot of, yeah, he's a great individual player, but he doesn't make his team better. Yeah, he's this, but he can't get past the – there was criticism of that. But then once he started to be MJ, once he was that dude, that pretty much went away. LeBron James followed a similar path. Like, how can you be the chosen one when you're a 19-year-old kid? Okay, fine. When are you going to get to a championship? Okay, fine. There's not a box left for this man to check, and yet the respect that goes along with that still seems to be held back by a lot of people,
also,
and it's not just Paul Pierce.
But you also have to look at players that haven't had, even though they're at levels that a lot of people will never get to in their lifetime, times 17 million, Hall of Fame status, great all-star status, championship status, they're never going to be able to get to LeBron James status. But the one – you don't hear certain guys that have that power, that star power, the banana boat guys, you don't hear them type talking about LeBron James. Just like you didn't hear Bird or Magic griping about Jordan. You heard lesser than Jordan types complaining about who he was. And that's the same for LeBron. Guys are still high-level NBA guys, but not the top-tier guys. So the top-tier guys ain't got nothing to complain about. It's the bottom middle-tier guys that resent what a guy like LeBron and Jordan and some of these superstar players bring to the next level.
But you know, it, KG also got some hate, you know, for LeBron. And, you know, it's based upon, obviously, their games when the big three were together and they were facing the Cavs. And, you know, they characterized LeBron James going to Miami in a way that I really feel is disingenuous. And this is what I mean. It is true that LeBron James in free agency decided to go down to Miami, play with his friends, you know, Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh, and they went on and won chips. And they like to say that he ran to Miami. They like to say he put a team together. But when you think about how the Boston Celtics Big Three came together, KG had a no-trade clause that he allowed to be lifted once Danny Ainge traded for Ray Allen. So you could say that LeBron James put a team together in Miami, but if you're looking at the history of the Big Three at the Boston Celtics, by allowing himself to be traded to a team after the Ray Allen trade with PP, KG also put a team together.
But why? But like I said then and I'll say now, why is that wrong? Why is that scrutinized? Why is that a problem that he wanted to go put a team together and live in Miami? Like if I had a chance to go play with Tom Brady, you don't think I'd have went and played with Tom Brady? If I had a chance to go play with Steve Young, you don't think I would have wanted to go play with Steve Young or stay with Ray Lucas?
Basketball like, is different.
Poor Ray Lucas.
Saying, I'm just saying, it's different, it's really not different because I'm basing it based on individuality. And LeBron James did this based on his individuality to win a championship. And I would do it based on mine to win a championship. When I got traded from the New York Jets, I had a chance to go to the Green Bay Packers and play with Brett Favre. But I had a better chance to go with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers that was in the NFC Championship game a year before.
But
because I knew we was on the verge of winning a championship. I could have gone to.
The reason why I say basketball is different, Key, is because of the playground aspect that basketball has that football simply doesn't. There's a basketball culture that when you're on a court and some dudes are running the court, your goal is to put together a squad with all the sideline people to take them off.
No, I get that part.
That's always been part of ball culture.
I understand what you're saying about putting a team together to run people off the court and own the court. But it's also in football when you have the opportunity to dictate where you want to go and orchestrate your own trade, you can do that too to get to an organization and a team that has a chance to win a championship.
No doubt.
And that's what I decided to do. I decided to orchestrate my trade when the Jets didn't want to parlay the funds up or part with the funds. I said, okay, I could go to Baltimore and be with Ray Lewis and whoever their quarterback was at the time, or I can go to Green Bay and play with Favre of them, who was good, but I don't want to live in Green Bay. Okay, I'm going to Tampa. They just finished the NFC Championship game. They got a mad defense. They got a black head coach with a predominantly black staff. Oh, I'm getting ready to go down there because I know going down there we're going to have a shot. So it's the same thing. It's the same thing. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. I applaud him for deciding to leave Cleveland to go to Miami and get it done. Ain't nothing wrong with that. People just wanted
to
mash on him because they had nothing else to do or say. They found a window to scrutinize the decision.
All right, we'll come back. We'll talk more about that decision. We'll talk more about Paul Pierce's criticism and whether or not LeBron sweats any of this. That's all coming up later on in the program. Coming up next, Kurt Helin from Pro Basketball Talk will join us, and we'll find out exactly when the NBA might try to start to put some players back on the court. That's coming up next on The Morning Show on 710 ESPN. All right, we're going to get Kurt Helin coming up here in just a second. But, Key, very quickly, you know, we've spent a lot of time being upset, or at least I'm upset, about what Paul Pierce said about LeBron. Do you think LeBron James sweats it at all? You mentioned that it reminds you of the way that you were received when you came into the league and people were treating you a certain way. Did you sweat it? Does LeBron sweat it?
No, I don't think. I think what he does is he laughs at it and clowns them a different way. But no, I don't think. I think he puts his head on the pillow, and amongst his friends, they talk about it as the hate that it is, and they just laugh at it, and they do it amongst themselves. Him and Magic and Rich Paul and his wife and his kids and his best friends, they all laugh about it amongst themselves. But it ain't nothing that he's sweating. That's how you do it. You look at them for what they were. They clowns. And that's how you look at them as clowns. And I'm sure that's what he's doing.
I hope so.
Because you know what you don't want
to
do? I'm bigger than you. I don't need to get no tit for tat.
Don't punch down, right?
What do I need to get a tit tat for you for?
All right, let's do this. Kurt Helan, as promised, from Pro Basketball Talk, joining us here on the Sprint People's Hotline. Kurt, good morning. How are things?
How's it going, gentlemen?
Hey there, fine, sir. So, is Paul Pierce right? Let's just get right to it. Is Paul Pierce right? Is LeBron James not a top five player in the history of the league?
No. LeBron's a top five player. It's amazing the personal bias that comes in from some of the – there's a lot of players now throwing out their top five, and, like, Pierce is I beat these guys once on the way to the – I beat him on the way to the finals and all that, and wants to throw up the didn't build a team. Look, LeBron's a top five player of all time. Look, the Jordan documentary didn't get released now on accident. Like, LeBron is as big a threat in terms of legacy and the GOAT legacy to Jordan as there has been, and – he is absolutely a top five player all time.
Yeah, and it's clear. I don't think that the GOAT legacy for Jordan is going to go away.
No,
but Jordan is going to be considered the GOAT because everything is just everything. It's the tennis shoes. It's the walk. It's the Harris. The nine butt suits. It's how he treated his teammates. It's just he's Jordan. So that's different and set apart. Paul Pierce has some sort of personal vendetta feelings toward LeBron. Otherwise, he knows, and he doesn't believe that LeBron is not a top five guy. I mean, wouldn't you think that in his heart of hearts, as he sits down and eats dinner, he does not think he's not in the top five?
Oh, I don't know, people. People's hearts can be pretty cold, man.
Like, but you can't possibly. But Kurt, you can't possibly sit there and rationalize with yourself or anybody else that he's not a top five player and believe that.
I maybe he doesn't really deep down. Maybe this is something for, you know, team. It's just, look, he just hates the Heat. I mean, that Celtics Heat thing was real. That was there aren't necessarily a lot of real rivalries. That was really an intense one, especially when Ray Allen switched teams and all that in the middle. Like, that thing going on was real, and I think Paul Pierce still harbors some of that. That's what this all comes back to. So maybe deep down he realizes that LeBron is, but, you know, he's never going
to
admit it publicly.
So
how was it real, though? I mean, the Celtics never beat the Heat in the playoffs. How was that a rivalry?
Did they beat them in 2008 on the way? Like, I want to say that they did. I'm not sure.
Not the Heat. The Heat.
That was the Cavs.
It was the Cavs. It was LeBron's Cavs. Yeah, and I think it, you know, look, that the Heat became the threat to that Celtics team, obviously, because, you know, LeBron heads off to Miami and forms a super team. And they just that bitterness is still there. That, you know, Ray Allen goes down. That whole thing is just becomes a train wreck emotionally. Like, the Boston people really hate that. And Pierce is one of those people. I think it's his personal bias jumping in.
Why,
Kurt Helan, Pro Basketball Talk, joining us here on the Sprint People's Hotline.
Why? Because it was, man. It was that Celtics team is convinced that they should have won more titles. And by the way, if you tell them, they'll say if Kendrick Perkins isn't injured in 2010, they beat the Lakers then. I don't know if that's true or not, but they're convinced.
But why?
Stick with LeBron.
Why in this situation with LeBron James, though, it seems to always be not just the Celtics and Paul Pierce, but overall, whether it's the media, whether it's other players, why is this feeling that there's always this resentment in this jealousy, envy of a LeBron James?
Here's my theory on that. LeBron, especially for, I think, older media, older fans, and not by older, I just mean, you know, of the Jordan era and before. LeBron changed the game, not just a great player, not just somebody willing to go, you know, much more of a European soccer model, right, where he's just like, I'm going to go where it's best for me to win and get paid, and I'm not really going to worry about loyalty to a brand and a jersey. But also on top of that, he brought the player empowerment era with that, and that really bothers people. That's the one that really gets people. They do not like – there's a lot of people who are just – and they won't necessarily admit it, but they're not fans of the players having the power and not the owners and the teams. And that irks them. That irks would be the wrong word. That irritates them, and that's what gets at them about LeBron. He ushered in that era, and they don't like it.
Kurt Heeland joining us here on the Sprint People's Hotline Pro Basketball Talk. Kurt, I know you wrote about this, and we've been talking about it a lot today, about LeBron as an NFL player. And Key has no doubt in his mind that LeBron not only would have been an NFL player, but potentially a Hall of Fame NFL player. How close did we get to that during the lockout when he started to train for football? Was it just kind of a lark, a funny thing to throw out there, or is he really thinking about it?
I don't know that it got Jordan baseball serious in a sense. I think he was working at it, and like if this lasts, maybe he, who knows? I don't know if he really would have done it or not. I get the impression that it Mark might be closer to where we're at, because I don't know if he would have risked his NBA career to take the contact that it would have taken to become. You know, could he have been a really great? I don't know. Probably tight end, Key, I'm guessing.
Yeah, he'd have been a tweener.
Yeah, exactly. But I could, you know, while I could see that working, does he want to take the contact that it would take to do that and risk some of that basketball? I don't think that he had, I don't think that he was going that direction. But I don't know. I don't know how serious it was. I mean, that was, I got a feeling that it was more play than serious. But if that had really dragged on, who knows?
Kurt, I want to switch gears just for a second here, because we recently had a draft, and I know that you're an NBA guy and you love drafts. So we picked the draft on our favorite celebrity couples. And I'm not going to read the whole list. I'm just going to go with the top pick, because if you can't come out the gate with the right pick, then your franchise is probably in trouble. So I'm just going to say the names. You tell me who drafted Jordan and who drafted Sam Bowie. Are you ready?
All right.
So David and Victoria Beckham, Michelle and Barack Obama, Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell. Who should be number one as far as celebrity couples draft picks concerned?
So, first off, Jay-Z and Beyonce don't make the list?
They're in the second round. They made the second round.
Was Posh and Beckham. What were the other two? I'm going to go blank off the top of my head. Posh,
Barack Beckham, and Michelle, and Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell.
It's not Goldie and Kurt. I would say Barack and Michelle, but did they become celebrity? I guess, because they weren't celebrities when they got together.
Me, see? Posh, see? Posh, I'm fine.
Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell. Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell have been together since 1968, man. Go figure.
Good. Hey, and good for them, man. Like more power to them. I'd probably go because with Posh and Beckham and that, just because to me, Michelle and Obama, who, look, they're my favorite of those couples, but when they
who
got
you
together,
think picked
were,
Michelle?
They
who
were,
you think
they were
picked?
Young and innocent.
Man, you sound like Paul Pierce trying to keep LeBron at the top five.
who you think picked Michelle and Obama, Kurt?
Celebrity couple. I don't even know who his wife is.
Who you think picked Michelle and Obama, Kurt?
I'm going to guess that was you.
No.
See, what they're trying to do is they're trying to set me up, Kurt. They're trying to set me up, and it didn't work. And I'm
who you think, hey, on this show, Kurt, out of three of us, who you think picked the General Lee a week ago?
I'll give you a hint. It was no one black.
It wasn't me or LZ, that's for sure.
That was a gimme right there. What the heck contest was coming up where that team?
Okay, I'm going to give you exactly the answer to that, Kurt. The contest was famous movie or television cars, and I picked the General Lee. And they've made it some sort of political statement that it was not. That it was about famous television cars, and I picked the General Lee, and I'm standing by it.
Yeah, that's the first pick in the statement. You can sell that as Daisy Dukes at show, but then no, man.
Well, wait, look, Kurt, you got the first pick overall in the draft. You got Batman Mobile. You got Chip's Motorcycle. You got all sorts. You got the 18 van. But you picked the General Lee.
Yep.
Oh, man. So, Batmobile won, and then I'm going to take Knight Rider car before I take the damn General Lee.
Exactly. Just know what it stands for.
You can admit it, Kurt. You know that I made the right pick. It's fine. Just stand up for what you believe in. Come on, man.
Stand up for what you believe in. Lord have mercy. Don't get tied up into this.
Yeah, you may want to let this breathe, Kurt. Let it breathe for a second.
Flattery?
Who's your favorite celebrity couple?
Oh, man. Well, I would go back to Jay-Z and Beyonce, man. I don't think that's a power couple right there.
Yeah, that was my second round pick. They're on my team too. Somebody went and picked, you know, Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell. You know, I don't know.
Hey, look.
I don't know about that. Somebody picked, you know, Sacha Baron Cohen and Isla Fisher. I don't know.
Who picks across the board?
LZ picks based on social media, and he always loses. That's all I'm gonna say.
I thought we were tied, Key. Don't we both have the same number of wins?
Well, that we do. But ever since you start picking based on social media, it hasn't worked out for you.
Well, I'm leading at 70% in the poll right now, so you know.
Oh, that's why you're talking.
Well, see, it's still early. There's still big.
Travis, you need to stop talking because you haven't won since you picked the General Lee.
It's fine. look, genius is never appreciated in its time. I'm like the Galileo of the snake draft. I was the first one to say that the universe revolves, or the solar system, I should say, goes around the sun. I'm just way ahead of the curve. I'm fine.
Kirk, before we let you go, he picked the General Lee on that one. Then, in terms of sitcom favorite moms, he almost picked Roseanne to drive it.
No, see, don't buy that. That is just a made up lie. That's not true. That is
the problem.
Fake news.
Now I'm trying to picture Roseanne getting into General Lee when those doors don't open.
She's got to call Dan over. Dan's got to come over and lift her up and help her out now.
Oh, God.
Kurt, absolutely perfect. Kurt Heelan, ProBasketballTalk.com. Kurt, thanks so much for coming on. Appreciate
it. Take care, guys.
All right.
Oh, gosh.
See, you guys are trying to make this into something it never was. Could you imagine that, though? What?
You would have picked Roseanne to drive to General Lee.
Well, I mean, it is a pretty good visual. Kurt isn't wrong. It's a pretty good visual along the way. All right, Memorial Day is coming up. We got Memorial Day weekend. What are you going to miss the most? That's coming up next on The Morning Show on 710 ESPN.
Though we're apart these days, we're sharing more. So at GEICO, we'd like to say thanks. Thanks for sharing your savage dance moves. Thanks for sharing your DIY haircut fails. Thanks for sharing your inner lip sync star. Now, it's our turn to share with the GEICO Give Back, a 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers. Because we're committed for the long haul, the 15% credit lasts your full policy term. Visit geico.com/giveback for more info and eligibility.
Yeah, Jorge, I love me some Ziggy. I love Ziggy Marley, but I can't go further until Travis apologizes for offending everyone in society by making the General Lee his first round pick in the car draft. So, Travis, before we go any further, would you please just clean this up so we can go forward with a clean slate, please?
I don't know if this is going to clean it up or not, but I 100% steadfastly refuse to apologize to you. I'm not going to do it.
Now you're doubling down on wrong.
I'm not. No, see, here's and you know this because you cover politics. This so often gets put into something that it wasn't, that you end up apologizing for something that never happened in the first place. I refuse to play that game.
Did you not pick the General Lee?
It happened.
Okay, that happened then.
Let me finish, please. The draft wasn't which of your favorite cars is your favorite political statement. It was most favorite TV and movie cars, most popular TV and movie cars. You guys both talked about how, I think you were saying you were driving a little Hot Wheel around the carpet in your house. General Lee is a famous television vehicle. It is not a political statement, so I'm not apologizing for selecting it ever.
At the time that I was young, in General Lee car, plastic car, was a part of my toys. I had no idea about anything. Here you are at 40-plus years old, grown.
Come on now.
Yes. Fully aware of what it means and what it stands for, but you elected to ignore.
Here's what I need you guys to do. Raj, I need, or Jorge, or whoever's responsible for doing this.
Hold on one sec. Let me finish. So I'm going to give you a pass on that. Here's what I'm going to ask you.
Uh-huh.
If you had to do it all over again, would you select the General Lee?
100 times out of 100, yes. And here's why. I want you guys to go back. Jorge, I don't know if this is something you can do quickly or we can do it tomorrow or whatever it is. go back. I prefaced the pick at the time by saying, guys, this is what this draft is, and this is why I'm taking that. I made it very clear. If no one else can understand it, that's not my problem.
No, I understood. I understood why you did it, and I understood what you said. And I went on to say, in any shape, form, or fashion, this does not reflect the views
exactly.
of Travis Rogers
exactly.
personally.
And now you're changing
that.
The tune, but now you're changing the goalpost.
No, no, what I'm saying to you,
giving
the fact that you did not receive 10% of the vote, you received less than at that particular time, would you go back and redo it knowing the backlash and the fallout that you've gotten
Nope.
from selecting such a horrible
Scottie Pippen just said it wrong. Scottie just said you were wrong. Message. You should have gone back in the game, Scottie.
No,
just
I'm not
that.
Scottie Pippen. What I am, Key, is I'm more Keyshawn Johnson and LeBron James, and here's why. You just said that I'm not going to sweat other people worrying about what I'm doing. I'm not, if you guys have hate for this pick, that's fine. I'm not going to try to change your mind.
No, it's
I'm just
not
saying
hate.
You knew why I took it, and I'm sticking
not,
with it.
It's not hate. We're trying to save you from yourself. We're actually trying to throw you a lifesaver. You in the water drowning. We're trying to throw you a rope, and you're like, going, get that out of my face.
Exactly. And I want you to get into the 20 percentile of the voting.
Oh, look, I could care less if I'm in the 20s or the 60s or the 80s or whatever. I like my picks, and I'm sticking with them.
Okay, I can't. Hey, man. I can't help you.
We'll search. It was on May the 7th when we did the draft. So if not later in the show today, we'll go by and see how you preferenced it before you made that tragic pick that ended your chances of ever winning another poll.
I'll be that guy with the white beard captaining the Titanic. I'm steering straight into that iceberg. I don't care. I'm going right for it. Not a problem.
You know, sometimes.
You know? Well, sometimes keeping it real goes wrong. Just make it sound. Sometimes keeping it real goes wrong.
Like my mother would say, you don't think fat meat greasy, huh? Okay.
All right.
You ever heard that one?
I have not heard that one.
You heard that one, huh, LZ?
Oh, yeah. And hard head make a soft behind.
Oh, hard head make a soft behind.
I think I heard that from you. That's the one. I have heard that, but I think that's not from my mom. That was from you, Keith.
Yeah, I'm just saying that you know, our ancestors and our family members and our brethren and our family, we use that a lot in our households. You know, a hard head make a soft behind. And, you, and when they get mad at you and tell you, you don't want to listen, fat meat, you think fat meat ain't greasy, huh? Mm-hmm. Keep
the
trying.
Other one makes more sense to me.
Fat
All
meat
right.
is greasy.
Well, I know that. Yes, I understand. I'm with you.
You don't want to listen to us.
Well, not on this, no.
Okay.
It's all right. It's okay. It's all right.
I'm not upset. I'm perfectly fine, and I'm going to own my General Lee the whole time.
When you see people standing in your yard with picket signs, don't say that.
Come on over. What the hell? What the hell? So we got Memorial Day weekend, obviously, coming up here in a couple of days. Typically, that means a trip to the beach. That means going to the movies. That means having a cookout with your friends over, all that kind of stuff. Obviously, a lot of that stuff is off the table. What's at the top of the list? What are we going to miss the most?
Is it off the table? Because based on some of these videos that I keep seeing, ain't nobody paying attention to nothing that's going on in government and what health officials are saying. They just partying up a storm.
I'm going to miss the one thing that I don't feel comfortable doing is going to the movie theaters. And I'm going to miss that because this weekend is typically like the kickoff to the big summer blockbuster kind of films, you know, where the Armageddons, the Star Wars is this, the Jaws assist, the ETs. These are where, like, this is the time period where, like, some of our favorite films of all time get released, and now we're either not going to get it at all or it's going to be streamed. Now, I'm going to work with it being streamed, but I like being in a movie theater. I like getting the popcorn and not finishing the bucket. I like paying $19 for a sip of Coke. Like, I love all of that. I miss that experience. And so I'm going to miss that a lot this weekend.
You know, in going to pool parties, things like that this weekend, bouncing from pool party to pool party, it's cool. You might hit up one in Malibu, hit one up in Beverly Hills. You might hit one up over here, your homeboy having one. Oh, so-and-so, Marcellus might have. We might slide through there. I mean, it's like that part of it is the fun. You bouncing from, you done hit about four or five of them in a day to be able to celebrate and have some fun and cocktail along the way. you know, and that's going to be off the table this, obviously, this Memorial Day weekend.
That's it for sure. I mean, that the movies are great, and we all like going to see that movie that you talked about, LZ, and getting to go play a round of golf. We can still do that, but that idea, Key, like you just said, that maybe the neighbor is having one, and you go over there, maybe you're having one a little bit later in the day, and a bunch of your friends and the kids' friends and your wife's friends, and everybody just kind of trickles through throughout the day, and you get to spend a little bit of time with everybody in the backyard, that you just can't do that as freely as you used to. That if you're going to have some people over, okay, you go stand on that side of the yard, I'm going to stand over here, you go get your own hot dog off the grill, I'll go get my own burger off the grill. It's just a totally different deal that you just can't have a backyard full of people hanging out. That's the part that's going to be missed. Kids splashing in the pool.
Or you with people that you see every damn day. Like, I don't want to, you know, like the 10 or so people you see, I'm like, okay, every day I see the same people. It's like, I'm trying to see some new faces, some new blood.
Yeah.
I mean, that's part of it is
that's why I went out and bought – that's why I went out and bought some new shorts and a new T-shirt. Like, I'm a dress up. I'm going to dress up and pretend like I'm crispy and I'm going somewhere, even though I'm only in my backyard. So I'm staying dedicated to the craft. You know, my mom and I, we talked about the menu. We're going to go ahead and cook. I'm getting the neighbors used to us because we hadn't had this house a full year yet. And so they don't know what it's like to be next door to me when the music starts pumping. So I've been getting them accustomed to hearing some sounds over the last few days. Now, real talk, I did drop in some Zac Brown Band and a little bit of Kenny Chesney. So you know, so they can get relax him a little bit.
Hey, he's okay. He's okay.
He's okay. Exactly. But
I think that's the end. He's okay.
But at the end of the day, come Memorial Day weekend, it's going to be a whole lot of Stevie, you know, some Marvin Gaye. And I'm occasionally throw in like some Islands in the Stream and things like that to get them softened. But I'm going to have the music flowing. And I'm going to be dressed.
All right.
They really don't know what's going on in the house. Because, see, they seen Steve there first. So they okay. Wait till they really know who living there.
All right. LeBron, the football player. It wasn't just a lark. The man has some skills. We'll give you some numbers on how close that it was. That's the morning show on 710 ESPN. All right, don't forget that not only do you have a cookout or maybe you're going swimming or whatever it is you're doing on Memorial Day weekend, you also get to check out Ireland versus Travis Part 2. Winner gets a day off. Loser has to do a double dip. I'm looking to go back-to-back. It's happening on Saturday. Black Gold Golf Club in Yorba Linda. Thanks to our pals at Black Gold. Tiger and Phil, of course, is coming up on Sunday, but John and I are going to kick it off on Saturday. You can watch hole-by-hole coverage. That's coming up on ESPN Los Angeles. Big thanks to our friends at Black Gold and Travis Matthew. They're excited to introduce TM Rewards. It is their way of rewarding their customers for their loyalty, free shipping, and returns on all of your purchases. You can sign up for that at TravisMatthew.com today. And I'm going back-to-back, and you guys will get a day of Ireland, fellas. Maybe he won't pick the general league.
Travis, do you talk smack when you play golf?
No, I'm too busy holding my beer.
Yeah, that's another reason why I can't play golf then.
And I've seen you swing a golf club. Those are the two biggest reasons.
Well, yeah, that would be a bad reason, too. My inability to play the sport actually influences my willingness to want to play the sport. I definitely concede that.
I would have a feeling for sure. All right, let's do this. Key, you mentioned earlier that your stats in your junior year in high school were what? That you said you had about 12 touchdowns, give or take?
Well, that was my senior year. Yeah, it was probably my senior year. I think it was there like 12. I had like 1,200 yards, like 30-something catches.
It's remarkable because LeBron James's numbers as a junior in high school at the same position were basically the same. He had 60 catches, 57 catches, 1,160 yards, and 16 touchdowns. And this isn't just, hey, you know, LeBron's a great athlete. He's big, he's strong, he's fast, he's got incredible coordination. He could play in the NFL. Everybody that is looking at this guy, including yourself, Key, saying not only would he have been an NFL player, he would have been a Hall of Fame NFL player. There's not a lot of guys. Maybe Bo Jackson might have been able to do both, but that's about it.
Well, basketball is you know, one thing. We've seen many guys do baseball. We've seen many guys play football, baseball, football, baseball, baseball, football. But we've never seen a basketball player have the success that LeBron James had in basketball and could have had the same success in football. you're usually a strong football player and a weak basketball player that can play basketball, but you ain't like that because you're a tweener in basketball, but legit in football. LeBron James could have been legit in both given his athleticism and his size. Where you say, well, there's been other guys that you certainly could point to that could have played it. But, yeah, there are. We could take a Dwayne Wade and turn him into something. Or we could take this player and turn him into a receiver, and maybe he could do it. But when you're 6'7", and you're 265 pounds, or 6'7 and a half, 6'8", you are in a position where you could be on the defensive line, at the tight end spot, the outside linebacker. I mean, you got some unique skill sets. And he has displayed that in high school. Allen Iverson was Mr. Virginia in football.
Mm-hmm.
But he wasn't going to play quarterback at the next level. So he picked basketball because that's really where his money was going to be. But he could have switched and said, you know, I don't want to play basketball. I'm going to go to corner because I just love playing football. I'm going to play cornerback. And he probably could have been a Hall of Fame corner given his quickness, his hand-eye coordination, his footwork, all of those sort of things. But LeBron James is clearly the only person I've ever seen that I believe could have done them both. If he picked football, he would have been a Hall of Famer. He picked basketball, he's certainly a Hall of Famer. But he's the only guy. I mean, when you start talking about people like Antonio Gates and Jimmy Graham and Tony Gonzalez, they were okay in basketball. Even Randy Moss was Mr. West Virginia in hoops. But for Randy Moss to become Vince Carter, that's a little bit – he was Mr. Basketball in West Virginia, which is no – that's not slouchy. But
it's not L.A.
It ain't L.A., and it ain't Florida, and it ain't some of these other big-time New York, you know. So at the end of the day, he probably could have played NBA basketball. But he wasn't going to be Randy Moss of the NBA. That's for damn sure. Where LeBron James, I'd argue, could have been LeBron James of the NFL in terms of the impact that he would have for the team. Maybe not the star power because it's a different league.
You know, it's interesting when you really start looking at athletes like in general. Like I would look at Russell Westbrook, who I think pound for pound is every bit as a great athlete as Michael Jordan or LeBron James, pound for pound. And I just wonder what that would have looked like in different sports. What would that look like on the football field? What would that look like in tennis? What would that look like in soccer? Somebody that athletic at that height, you know, pouring themselves into a different sport. I don't know if he could have done two sports at the same time, but Westbrook strikes me, and maybe Nate Robinson strikes me as the kind of athletes that could have played anything they set their mind to.
Well, I think that's it, right? I mean,
Westbrook,
you just said it.
Thinking about Westbrook, what's Westbrook? 6'5"?
6'4".
6'4". 6'4".
Yeah, he could have been a cold receiver. But
that's what I'm saying.
But do we want to get hit?
The whether it's Russell Westbrook, especially when we're talking about guys like him at that size, Key, 6'4", Mike Trout is 6'2", 6'3", that translates to a lot of different things. You can play football at that size. You can play baseball at that size. You could play in the NBA at that size. Whatever those guys picked, whatever they decided, you know what, I want to go do this, it would have been fine. Maybe you're not like Mike Trout. I don't know if he's a Hall of Fame linebacker, but if Mike Trout decided, you know what, I want to be an NFL football player, he would have been.
If Russell Westbrook wanted to say, I want to play Major League Baseball,
he would have been. Those guys at that level, the Westbrook, the Trout, the LeBrons, these guys could, whatever path they picked, they would have killed it.
Yeah, and I would have shot all of them for doing anything other than what they're doing. Because at the end of the day, yes, you're athletic, but you are only exceptional really at one of them. Because what happens is if you pick the wrong one, it could be economic suicide for you. And you know, when I was coming up, we played all sports. And I could have been a UC Santa Barbara Gaucho or something like that in basketball, but that's it. I wouldn't have been. I'd have been calling the games and coaching.
We could have used you, Keith.
South Bay Phil tweeted a good question. What about Charlie Ward? Could he have played football and basketball?
He could have played football in basketball, but they weren't going to let him play football. That's why he elected to play basketball, because basketball gave him a real opportunity and a chance, where football was playing around with the, well, you know, really, he's a little this, he's a little, you know, they cold-worded it instead of just saying he's a black quarterback, we really don't want to go that route. They came up with every other excuse, from the system to the arm strength to the height. They came up with everything they could, and he was the coldest dude at the position at that time in college football. But they made every excuse to discourage him for pursuing that, so he went to the NBA. And he was a good NBA player.
Yeah, no, he had a nice NBA career. I'm curious, who else would the listeners like to see in a different sport? 877-710-ESPN. Who would you like to see crossover? If LeBron's going to the NFL, give me your guy that you'd like to see go try something else. That's coming up next. Plus, maybe LeBron should have gone to the NFL, because maybe he would have made Paul Pierce's top five tight end list, because he didn't make the top five NBA. That's next on The Morning Show on 710 ESPN.